Okay, tale of two stocks here. We saw Netflix fall. We talked about this about 10 minutes ago, off about 25% after the earnings report, warning about future subscriber growth. And then yesterday we saw Peloton shares fall dramatically because of the report that they were going to halt production on some of their treadmills and their bikes. And yet today the stock is up about 13%. Instead of taking our word for it, let's bring in somebody who understands what they're talking about when you're looking at these things. And that's Jason Helfstein. He's Oppenheimer Managing Director and Senior Analyst. And it's good to have you here. Let's jump in on Peloton right now. Had a doctor joining us earlier and the talk about COVID-19 that, you know, as we get past the peak of Omicron, people are heading back to gyms. I guess what I'm getting at is I'm trying to understand how Peloton stock is going up today. Any idea?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of negative headlines around Peloton over the past few weeks. Discussion about them, you know, trying to reduce retail store expenses, potentially cutting compensation. They effectively announced that they were going to stop offering free setup and delivery, which was effectively a bike price increase. And then you had this another press outlet reported that kind of citing internal memo that they were stopping production of new equipment. And we all know that they had a lot of equipment, you can tell based on the balance sheet, sitting around after the end of last quarter. And so the company was actually compelled to pre-announce, and the pre-announcement just was not as bad as expected. They basically guided revenue for the quarter in line with the street. Cash flow was actually better, so the losses were better. And then while connected fitness subs were a bit lower, they were 1% below the street, with net adds 12% below. And so, they flat out denied that they were halting production. I think they're going to, you know, probably delay opening up a new facility in the U.S. So I think the worst case scenario is kind of not playing out. And so you had a relief rally in the stock.
Given the declines that we've seen in Peloton shares over the past several months now, ever since since their last quarterly earnings results, do you see another company potentially coming in here and buying Peloton outright?
I mean, it's possible. Everyone likes to say Apple, and I mean, they do that because if you think about Peloton, you know, it's a premium brand that has a kind of a software hardware combination, and there's like a network effect to it, right? The more people that you know who use it, the more appealing it is. Kind of how Apple devices are, right? But if you look, Apple is really, I think the last major acquisition they did was Beats many years ago. I mean, they're just generally not an acquisitive company. They focus on, you know, internal development. I mean, look, maybe an Alphabet. I mean, they bought Fitbit, you know, more around wearables, but clearly that's important for fitness. And they're definitely trailing Amazon when it comes to, I think, connected home. So it's possible, but I don't think investors should be buying the stock for a takeout. I would argue that they are the market leader in this. I think, it's now clear that this is harder to do than maybe people realized because the pandemic made it look easier, and we can kind of talk about why. But at the end of the day, they'll be the long-term leader, and the valuation is discounting a lot already. And we think the stock will be meaningfully higher from here, 12 to 18 months.
Want to take a look at Netflix too. I'm thrilled about Ozark. I'm want to see what happens to the Bird family. That stock falling, 25% after the opening bell today. And I get the concern about subscriber growth, but it's not like Netflix is going to go anywhere. They have so many blockbusters that people, you got to have Netflix to watch, and nobody seemed to rebel when they raised prices. So help us understand this drop.
Yeah, I mean, my colleague, Jed Kelly, is the lead analyst on the stock, but, I think, Netflix does try to guide to what they really think they're going to do. They're not particularly good at it. Some quarters they do meaningfully better. Other times it's worse. The U.S. they're generally running for revenue. So, you know, they feel they're willing to push through price increases. I think they cited competitive issues internationally. And that's what's driving the stock. But really, this stock isn't a significant focus of mine right now.
Netflix, as usual, is the first of the big tech companies to report quarterly earnings results. Does this report, and more importantly, the reaction that we're seeing from investors right now, does this concern you about what we should be expecting from other major tech stocks after earnings? Because we are getting names, including Microsoft and Apple, reporting next week.
So, again, we focus on Facebook, Meta, Google, Amazon, Uber. The question, I think when we understand that, you know, the market has been souring on momentum growth stocks, between interest rates, then the way that impacts valuation, and kind of when you have a growth stock and you cut the near term growth estimate, it has meaningful implications for the compounding factor, right? So generally, the idea is investors will gravitate back to potentially slower growing companies where there's less risk of what the out year revenue and earnings will be, and then trade at a lower valuation, right? So that might be like, you know, Meta, Facebook, or an Alphabet. And, you know, and kind of up until today, or, you know, two trading days ago, you know, the, you know, Facebook was actually performing more like in line with the market. Look, we think there's kind of company specific factors that investors will gauge. I mean, you know, the story around Facebook Meta really is, you know, their ability to deal with Apple's changes to the advertising ecosystem, whereas Google Alphabet is still probably the best reopening play in digital advertising. And then investors are getting more and more comfortable that their cloud business is starting to scale up. And that's a multi-year trend. And I think if you look at both of those companies, either on an EBITDA or earnings basis, you know, they're not at any kind of meaningful premium to the market. And so our sense is that, you know, those companies will be fine. I will also say that inflation tends to be also a positive thing for advertising, because advertising is usually a percentage of revenue. And so if companies are raising prices because of inflation, they generally will spend more on advertising. Granted, tech companies need to deal with like wage inflation as every other company, but we think that they're better positioned. So again, this market has basically been driven by a lack of buyers. And we think, you know, investors are waiting for some clarity around an earnings outlook. And we think, again, in the internet sector, it's really 2 weeks from now, not next week. Right. But, you know, there's definitely a focus on, you know, what's the outlook from the biggest companies.
Would love to get you back in 2 weeks. And sorry for putting you on the spot with Netflix, but no, I got to tell you. Hey, sure. If you don't watch Ozark.
I know you're a big Ozark fan. I love the show, too. Waiting for it's like, to come back.
Have you seen the trailer? Laura Linney picking. I don't know if I can say what she's picking out of her hair after the, you know.
I'm a purist. I don't watch the trailers. I know I enjoyed the first few seasons, so I'll just tune in when the next one's on.
Tonight, I'm there. All right, Jason Helfstein, Oppenheimer's Managing Director and Senior Analyst. All the best.